Good evening, everyone. Good Monday evening, I should say. This is normally the Saturday night wine stream, but tonight we're doing this on a Monday night. And the reason we're doing it tonight is because this is a special occasion. This is International Podcast Day 2019. And around the world, we celebrate International Podcast Day, or podcasters do, and podcasting fans do, people who love to listen to podcasts and might those who love to make podcasts. We all get together and celebrate International Podcast Day. A lot of events going on the last 24 hours, or 36 hours, I think. It's been going on for 36 hours. And we had the 2019 People's Choice Podcast Awards last night. And that was exciting to watch. And we'll talk about that a little bit. We'll talk about a few things. This is really more of a kind of a podcast-centric, people who are fans of podcast-centric. It's actually for everybody because we're going to open up and try something tonight. I'm going to open up this Overstone Sauvignon Blanc that's been sitting on my shelf there for a long, long time. And I've been waiting for just the right occasion to do this. And tonight, I think this is that occasion. Now, you notice I have a mic here because I am actually doing the podcast from, I'm actually doing this as a podcast and a live stream. So if you see the mic in the way, that's why. And let's see what we have here. First of all, a couple things. One, if you're just joining us on the chat, and we have people joining us on the chat now, and I'm going to recognize you in just a moment. First, I want to let everybody know you can watch this live stream. This is a special one-hour live stream. We're only doing 1 hour tonight to save everyone some I don't want to overdo it for anybody, and I certainly don't want to overdo it tonight on the wine because I'm working tomorrow, so I'm going to call this an early evening. So 1 hour is basically what we're going to do. You can catch this live right now at our Facebook page, Drink with Rick. You can catch it, of course, on Facebook. And you can catch it on our YouTube channel at Drink with Rick. You can catch it also on Twitch. We have the Twitch stream going, and we've had one or two people watching it on Twitch, so that's starting to pick up a little bit. And of course, you can watch it live at drinkwithrick.com. That's drinkwithrick.com. That's our home site. And you can catch it there. Now, I don't have a chat going there right now. So if you want to chat with me, you can chat with me either on Twitch or on YouTube or on Facebook. We're going to fix that eventually at some point. I'm not quite there yet, but we'll get it at some point. Let's see. You can also contact me at rick@savoiamedia.com. That's rick@savoiamedia.com. Tell me what you think of the show. Tell me what you think of the wines. Tell me what you'd like to see me drinking. Tell me what you've been drinking that you'd like for me to try and taste and test, because I'm open to that. And of course, if you have a wine that you want to send me to taste and give a fair review on, you can certainly do that. So that's at rick@savoiamedia.com. You can also contact me. There's a contact form on the drinkwithrick.com page as well that you can catch that on. Let's check to see what we have in the chat, first of all. Patty's in the chat. She's joined us in the chat. Great to see you, Patty. It's good to see you. Patty's an old friend of mine. We go way back to Orlando. The Cinematography Club of Orlando is what it usually was originally called, and then we changed the name to the Association of Cinematic Arts, and we were all into filmmaking and video making and that sort of thing. I'll go way back with Patty on that. And we had a lot of fun. We all had a lot of fun doing that. And Tim's joined us. Tim Bartlett, he's joined us in the chat. It's great to see you, Tim, and hope you're doing well. Tim's an old friend of mine from WOFL. We worked for many years together at Channel 35. And Lon has joined us in the chat. Lon, hi, how you doing? He says, hello, Rick, and right back at you, Lon. It's good to see you in the chat tonight. And I hope you have something to drink along with me. Trish has joined us in the chat. Hi, Trish. It's great to see you here. And I know we're doing this a little bit earlier. We're doing this at 8 p.m. Eastern time. And we're gonna move this down now that it's getting darker earlier, and daylight savings time is coming to an end here shortly, so you will be able to do that a little bit earlier for everybody. Tim says, hi, Rick. I like the webcast early, and 11 is past my bedtime. I hear you, Tim. I hear you loud and clear. I appreciate that. I'm glad you were able to check in, and I hope you stick around for this. It's only an hour, so once again, hopefully it won't be past your bedtime. It's going to be past my bedtime if I take it longer than that. So we're going to try and keep it short tonight. But I'm glad you're here. It's great to see you. And we're going to open. Let's take a look at this wine, actually. We're going to take a look at the wine, see what we have here. What we're opening is an Overstone. This is a 2018 Sauvignon Blanc. This is a Marlborough wine. This is from New Zealand. This is a New Zealand wine. Now, this is a very, very interesting wine. That's why I've been holding back on it a little bit, because I needed just the right time and atmosphere to do it. And unfortunately, I don't have all the right foods to pair it with, because this really should go with a spicier food. But we'll cover that in a few minutes. Let me get a shot of the back of the, if I can pull this up. Here we go. Let me get the back end of this, and we'll read this. It says Marlborough Sauvignon Blanc 2018. Overstone Marlborough Sauvignon Blanc has ripe flavors of tropical fruit and gooseberry with a smooth, easy finish. Perfect with seafood, this wine is made for drinking. Isn't every wine made for drinking? It says to serve slightly chilled. It's not really chilled. It said to do that. I neglected to do that. And you know what? I should have. I have my chiller thing here, my little wine chiller, but it's not ready to go. So we're just going to drink it as is. It says Overstone wines are made from grapes grown in the warm and sunny grape growing regions of New Zealand. Most of the vineyards are planted on old alluvial gravels. Hence the name Overstone. This is 12.5% alcohol by volume in this 750 milliliter bottle, and this should be very interesting. I'm looking forward to trying this wine. Now, this one has a twist top, so we won't be using my little bottle opener tonight, and of course, we're going to pour it into my Cooper's Hawk Genuine Crystal glass from the Cooper's Hawk Winery and Restaurant in Orlando, Florida. Notice I'm talking a little more into the mic tonight because of the podcast. And I'm also going to be pouring this with my aerator, my Veneto Wine Lovers Aerator from the Veneto Wine Lover set, which I purchased for $19.95 from Amazon. And you can purchase it too. You can actually go to my website at drinkwithrick.com. There should be some banners, things to click on there where you can actually purchase it there. If you do decide to do that, that would be great, because a few cents of that will go to me. But hopefully, and at least that's what Amazon says. but you don't have to. You don't have to do that. But it'll be great. It helps support the wine stream and support my wine habit. Now, I'm opening the bottle now, and I'm going to give it a little bit of a pour. Of course, I have to put it in the aerator first. And I'm getting a little excited here. Really excited to try this wine. It's been that long. So I'm going to put in the aerator, and we're going to give it a little bit of a pour here. And it's very, very light. It's very light bodied, of course. This is a white wine, and it is light bodied. Now, the thing about this wine is, and let me tell you a little bit about it while it's breathing a little bit. I picked this up at Wine Store about, it must have been 5 or 6 months ago, and I picked this up for, I think I paid around $10 for it. I checked the Wine Store, their site, and it is going for $10.99. It's about what I paid for it. And I checked around online, and it seemed to, it's about what it averaged out at online. It didn't seem to go for much lower or much higher than that. So that's about the going price for this wine. It is supposed to pair well with spicy foods, and it says here pairings and occasions. It's spicy foods and celebrations, I think. Yes, celebration, which is why I saved it for International Podcast Day, because this is a celebration. Now, we're going to find out if this is the right wine to choose for International Podcast Day. Let's drop that. but to go with it, I have a very sparse pairing tonight. I only have some turkey pepperoni, spicy, and some crackers to clear my palate. But here's the thing. I'm not on the spicy foods much these days for health reasons. I'm staying off the spicy foods for a while, so I can't pair it with anything really spicy. That's about as spicy as I'm going to get with it. So that's what we're going to try it with. I don't know if that's the best pairing there for this wine. We'll see. I mean, we can drink it on its own. My lovely wife, Chi, she made I think it was a chicken marsala or something tonight, but that really doesn't, something chickeny, but it was not spicy once again, so it's not something that I would think would go best with this wine. It is, once again, this is a light-bodied wine, very light as a white wine, and I'm looking forward to being somewhat dry, because that's what, and as a Sauvignon Blanc, it should be somewhat dry. But we'll find out. We'll see how it goes. I could smell when I opened the bottle, and there were a few light notes too. I could definitely smell some citrus, very citrusy. And it's smelling very citrusy now. And here's the thing. I tasted this very, very briefly at Wine Store some months back, and I definitely tasted grapefruit in it, and I thought, that's really unusual. Now, New Zealand is known for those kind of fruitier, citrusy wines. They do a lot of citrusy kind of wines, and I've had a few wines from New Zealand, and they all kind of taste that way. They have sort of a like a lime kind of, lemony lime sort of taste to them, or flavor, anything citrusy. And this one struck me because it tasted a little bit like grapefruit, but we're going to see if it still has that. Very much so. They say on the internet that's kind of lemon lime kind of flavor. I do taste the lime in it. I definitely taste the lime, but on the second taste, on the first taste, it tasted to me like grapefruit. Now, maybe my palate's a little bit off, but that's what I'm tasting in this wine. I taste the lime, and I taste a little bit of grapefruit in there, and I love grapefruit. I love grapefruit. I just can't always eat grapefruit. Some of this really citrusy stuff doesn't sit too well with my stomach all the time, so I have to be careful about that. But there was a time where I could eat grapefruit all the time, and then after a while, it got to the point where, you know, oranges, grapefruits, I can eat them sometimes, but I've done this with oranges, pears, and things like that, where I take them to work and have them with lunch, and they just they talk to me later, if you know what I mean. So I try to stay off some of that. This is we have to have a little bit more of this. Definitely have to have a little bit more of this, and a little bit pungent of a taste. I want to say that some people have said that they taste lemonade. I don't really catch most of that. Maybe a hint of apple. Like the little green apples, you know, the little crab apples. Kind of like a little crab apple taste to it, a little bit. Which is funny because when I was a kid, I used to love crab apples. And to the point where maybe that's why I can't take a lot of this stuff anymore. Because crab apples, I used to eat so many of those things. We had a neighbor when I lived in, when we lived in Salisbury when I was a little kid. We lived next door to a really nice lady who had apple trees. She had a big red apple tree in the backyard, and she had a crab apple tree in the front. And she was always harvesting the apples and baking apple pies for people in the neighborhood. And she used to give us apples and apple pies and all the time. And when I was a little kid, my friends and I, we used to hang out in our front yard and climb up in the crab apple tree. It was an easy tree for us to climb. Because the branches were pretty low, it was pretty, but we'd go up there into the crab apple tree and pick the crab apples and just sit up in the tree and eat crab apples. And we'd eat so many of those. I'd come home with a nice little stomach ache later, but it was fun. Those are my memories of crab apples, and it does have a little bit of a crab apple taste to it. Now, it has an interesting finish. It sort of finishes, it has kind of a light finish to it. Not a lot of aftertaste. It's nothing that really hangs with you. It's a little bit tart, a little bit tangy, as it would be for a citrusy wine, but it's not overpowering. It's not an overpowering taste. It's actually fairly moderate, I would say. Actually, a moderate kind of citrusy finish to it. It is kind of mouthwatering, I should say, because of the citrus notes in there. Let me go back to the chat here for just a moment. Jonathan's in the chat. Hi, Jonathan, and good to see you. And good to see you too, Matt. It's great to see you in the chat as well. Ron has joined us in the chat. Hi, Ron. I hope you're doing well. It's good, great to see you as well. Tell me what you're up to, how you're doing. Don't be shy. Just jump in the chat, join in the chat. We're all friends here. We're all part of the experience. And let me check, see what's going on. I don't want to forget YouTube, and I don't want to forget, not a whole lot going on YouTube, but there are people watching, of course, not a lot of chat activity going on in there. That's a YouTube, and they don't do a lot of chatting in YouTube. Twitch, I think we have people watching on Twitch, not too many people responding. Let's go back to Facebook. And tell me, what are you all drinking? Courtney is in the chat as well. Hi, Courtney. It's great to see you. She says, hi, Rick. Happy IPD. Happy International Podcast Day. Thank you, Courtney. I'm right back at you. And we'll do some toasting of that in a few minutes. Well, you know what? An hour goes by really quick when you're drinking wine. It really does. So I've got to keep an eye on it because I did promise my wife that I would keep it to an hour and not maybe a few minutes over, I don't know, but not overdo it on any account because I really haven't had my dinner yet. Speaking of which, let's see what this pairs with. I'm going to try the turkey pepperoni. I can't say that it's I don't know. I have no idea. I don't think it might not be spicy enough. Okay, that was interesting. I have to have another one. It was interesting. Well, I would say not a very good pairing. It was fun to try, but it's not something I'd want to do a lot of. No, I don't think that works with that turkey pepperoni. I'd stick with the reds for those. I didn't really have anything else in the house to pair it with, except maybe the crackers that would fit. And the crackers are pretty bland, as they should be. Let me clear the palate from that, because that was kind of, that was not fun. Well, it was fun, but it wasn't fun. It was fun the first time, and then the second time it wasn't fun anymore. Pairing it with the turkey pepperoni. Yeah, I would say don't try that at home. Don't try that anywhere. Let's see. We've got Jonathan's here. Who else we have here? Lon says Round Pond SB. That's what you're... Let me see. I kind of lost track of the chat here. But you know what? I promised that we would do a couple of giveaways tonight as well, too, to people in the chat. And I'm just going to do some random stuff towards the end. I'm going to give away a T-shirt or two, maybe a couple of T-shirts, and courtesy by twowayradios.com. That's my employer, by the way, for full disclosure. But, you know, of course, by Two-Way Radios, we sell the weather radios, and we sell all kinds of radios. We sell business radios and ham and marine and airband radios and you know, the FRS GMRS radios that everyone carries around with them. They're hiking and camping and fishing and all that kind of stuff. And you just, you know, the kids play with, and the people do in the neighborhood watches and that sort of thing. So we sell all those kinds of radios. But the weather radios are really kind of what I'm talking about right now, because of all the storms that have come up our way. Even though here in North Carolina, we've been fortunate enough to miss them all. However, we've got a little bit of a drought going, so I'm not sure how that's a mixed blessing, I guess. Not getting the hurricanes, but getting the dry weather, and we hope that changes soon. But in the Northwest, they're really getting hammered, from what I understand, in the Northwest with that blizzard, whatever is going on. So that's not a good thing. Good thing to have an emergency kit ready. Power goes off, backup generator, and of course an emergency weather radio. And my boss, by Two-Way Radio, says here, use this promo code on your show. Promo code is WINESHOW. You can get 5% off the weather radios using the promo code WINESHOW. And that will give you some off of the price of that. And the prices are pretty reasonable on these, actually really reasonable. You know, this is a stream of consciousness show. And as I promised that I was going to, I'm not drinking, am I? Okay, I'll have a little more, but I do have to pace myself, because I love my job and I want to keep my job. So I want to go in tomorrow and say that I did not overdo it. And it really, I'm not really a white wine person. So that's another reason I chose this wine, is because I know that I'm not going to really get too far down in the bottle. I'll stick to about a third of the bottle here, and then we'll be okay. Just because I just want to be careful about that on a work night. And Matt says, what's the best weather radio for the money? You know, that's a good question, Matt. I'm glad you asked. Some of the best weather radios out there, there are a number of manufacturers that make weather radios. And, of course, they embed weather radio features, NOAA weather radio features into a number of the consumer radios, the personal radios, and some of the business ones as well. A few of the Motorolas on the business side have built-in weather radio, NOAA weather alerts, and things like that. But some of the best radios, in my opinion, and this is my personal opinion. Once again, I work for the company, but this is my personal opinion because I own a number of these on my own that I've purchased myself, and that would be Midland. Midland makes, I'm a big fan of Midland radios, And they make FRS, GMRS radios. They make CB radios. They make but the weather radios, that's one of their specialties, is the weather radios. They've done a lot with the radio. In fact, I've got one right here. I think I've shown this a few times. This is kind of a cool radio. We keep one of these in our emergency bag, and it has a flashlight, a very powerful LED flashlight using Cree LEDs, and they. They'll actually, you have a setting, and I'm not going to turn it on right now, but there's a setting on here that'll flash an SOS in light, the international emergency signal. And it has all 11 NOAA weather channels. It's a NOAA All Hazards alert channel. It has weather alerts. It has an AM/FM radio built in. This is solar powered. It's actually multi-powered. It's solar powered. It's powered with a lithium battery that's in here, and there's a big old lithium battery in the bottom, and it also runs on double A's as well, set of AA batteries, and it's a hand crank radio, so you can hand crank it up. So it has multiple power options, so you're pretty much covered power wise on this thing. It lasts a long time. I mean, this thing's been running on, of course, it has the solar power, the solar panels on it. This thing's been running, I think, I have not charged this thing in several months, and it's still running on this, on the internal battery and the solar power. So this has been a great, great little radio. I've been really impressed with this radio. And of course, it's a weather radio, but it also has a dog whistle on it, where if you get stuck somewhere and they have to send out the search dogs to search for you, like if you're in a pile of rubble, it's kind of like what happened here in Charlotte in Ballantyne area a few months back, where a house exploded from a gas explosion. The man was trapped under the rubble, and the only way they could find him was because he had a cell phone out. But if they have the dogs out looking around for you and you're stuck somewhere, it'll send out a high-pitched signal that the dogs can hear, so they can find you, locate you, and rescue you. Pretty cool. Actually, the whole thing's a pretty cool idea. The first impression I had when I heard, oh, it has a dog whistle, I thought, why? But then I thought about it, and then people explained to me, oh, that's what the dog whistle's for. It made sense. And I was surprised just how many times they send out dogs to look for people that are missing or lost or trapped somewhere. And it makes sense. That one, I believe this one, this is the WR310. This is is it the 310? Yeah, I believe this was a 310. I've got so many of these things around the house. I have a number of these, but this one I think runs. Whoops, turn that on. This one runs about $49.95, I believe, but with a 5% discount, it's considerably less. And by the way, that's for the wine show. The discount, that's for you. That's for you. That's specifically for everyone who watches and listens to Drink with Rick. That's a special promo code for you. Nobody else has that promo code, so that's just for you. I could talk all day about radios, because that's one of my things. I'm a ham radio operator, and so is my son Tommy. We're both we both do some things with ham radio, and we're also both trained weather spotters, so we've done that for a while. So radio is a little bit in my blood, and of course, doing the two-way radio show, which is the podcast that we do at work. That's my day job. Another labor of love, actually, that I really enjoy doing. But that gets us back around to International Podcast Day. Matt, on a side note, when you're saying the best one for the money, a really good budget one is it's $29.95, it's WR120. And I have one of those down the stairs, and it's mounted on the wall. There's an option to wall mount it, or you could set it on your desk. But it's a desktop one, basically, that's an emergency weather radio, and it has that uses the same technology. It's a technology where they can pretty much pinpoint your general area for weather and send alerts right to your specific area. Specific area messaging encoding is what it's called. But I have one of those on my wall right next to my weather station. I told you I'm really kind of heavy into that sort of thing. It's funny because she likes to watch her cooking shows at night when 11 o'clock after the news rolls around. And sometimes she doesn't even like to watch the news because it's all so depressing. But she'll watch her cooking shows. And I walk in there and I have to switch on to hear the latest weather report. That's basically all I watch the news for is the weather report. so I'm kind of a weather guy. But where was it going here? Oh, yes. Going back around to International Podcast Day. International Podcast Day, which is held every year on September 30th. And this year we did it on the 30th and for 36 hours. And it's still going on, I guess, for a couple more hours. And what they do is pretty much celebrate podcasting all the way around and podcasters. And podcasting has grown into such a big, big thing. It's really hit the mainstream the last couple of years. I would say about 2017, 2018, it's really hit the mainstream. So everyone has a podcast. Everyone is talking about podcasting. It's a pretty big deal now. And there are a lot of podcasts out there. Now, I started podcasting back in 2006, and that was about 2 years after podcasting really became a word, and other people start podcasting. There are people that are podcasting a couple of years before I was, started around 2004. But I was in there on the ground floor. I'm one of what would be considered the OGs or the old guys of podcasting. And I've been doing it for a long time. I know a number of people, personally, I know a number of people who in this space who've been doing it a long, long time and are now fairly well entrenched in the space and established and very well recognized and respected in this space. I know of a lot of other people. Some of them don't know who I am because I've always kept kind of a low profile. that was my thing. I wasn't going for, when I started podcasting, it wasn't to become famous. As a matter of fact, if I could be a YouTuber or a podcaster or doing this the streaming thing and not be famous, that would be great. Personally, because I prefer the low profile, because people have become, fame isn't what it's cracked up to be at all. I mean, you get famous, everybody recognizes you, and then you get, you have all kinds of issues with that. Me, I prefer to just, if I could just do this and just remain low key and be successful at it, and remain low key, that's perfect. But it's very hard to do that because if you're going to be really successful and high profile, basically it puts you in the spotlight. So everybody who's podcasting that becomes a really big in podcasting is naturally going to become a notable figure in podcasting. So that's very, very hard to stay out of the light. I wouldn't say a limelight. I would say to just stay out of the light, so to speak, and just kind of stay in the shadows and do your thing. That's kind of what I prefer. I prefer to just kind of stay in the background and do my thing and enjoy it and have fun with it and not be a celebrity, so to speak. And I don't consider myself one by any means. But I know some people who have reached celebrity status in the podcast space, but that's not my thing. I just want to have fun doing my thing. That's all. I just want to enjoy doing my thing, and that's it. But but there are other people that say, you know what? I want to become famous. I want to be a famous podcaster. I want to make a lot of money podcasting, and they go into it with those reasons. And personally, to me, I mean, do what you want to do, but personally, to me, those are not necessarily the right reasons to go into podcasting. First of all, it's hard to make money a podcast, doing podcasting. Especially if you're just starting out now, it takes many years of hard work. You have to, put in your dues. You have to build that audience. You have to reach that point where you can make money from it. I was very fortunate in the sense that I got in early, and I happened to pick a niche, I should say, where it was easy for me to get sponsors. And I did. I did get some sponsors. And the thing is, I was getting sponsors on my second show, The Force Field. I was turning down sponsorships, which at the time, I did it because I was basically a purist about it, and I didn't feel comfortable accepting some of the sponsorships where there were products that I didn't necessarily endorse or believe in. Plus, I had a tribe, if you will, had my listener base who were very, very anti, who were very, very against my profiting from what I was doing. Basically, they didn't want to be constantly pitched, and they resented. I was actually called a shill for the ones that I did endorse, and basically called out for it. In the early days, some of my listeners did not want me to sell out. That's the way they thought of it. I wasn't thinking about it that way, because my whole aim was to become successful in podcasting, maybe make some money from it. And they were calling me a sellout, basically, and not so many words. But, that's one reason why I finally shut down the show and shut down the a lot of what I was doing with The Force Field, was because of all the negativity kind of thrown at me, and for daring to endorse products, and things have changed. I mean, things have changed so much, because nowadays you get in there, and the first thing when you get a new podcaster that comes into the space, the first thing on their mouths is basically, how do I monetize this? And the listeners, they kind of expect it now to be pitched. So the times have changed. what can I say? But I've been very, very fortunate in the fact that I was able to have a day job where I'm doing professionally, and it's part of my day job, podcasting and YouTubing and blogging and that sort of thing. Basically my dream job, and I'm very fortunate for that. And I'd say maybe a small percentage of people in the space are actually able to do that right now. And it is growing, but when I started doing it, it was not very many people being able to actually do that and say they do that on their day job, so to speak. So I've been, and I really appreciate the opportunities that have been given to me. As a matter of fact, I think I'll drink to that. But I know that there are many podcasters out there that are wanting to do the same thing. And let me tell you, it was not an overnight thing. Well, of course, the Force Field was kind of an overnight success in that respect, because I just happened to be at the right place at the right time in the right niche, and that's how that happened for me. But that doesn't come along very often. But as far as everything else, as far as the day job, as far as doing what I'm doing now, the studio that I'm in, this studio is a 12-year project. This was a dream of mine since we moved up to Charlotte from Orlando. I wanted to have my own podcast and YouTube studio, doing videos, things like that. And it didn't happen right away. I mean, I came up here with no job, basically, and just on a shoestring, just doing my podcast on a shoestring with bare minimum of equipment, doing that sort of thing. And it took 12 years to build this. And now it's about 80% complete. We just we worked on some things today. Tommy and I did. And if you caught our podcast earlier, the Free Stuff Show podcast, yeah, we did a live stream there, and we did some podcasting. We have some new equipment that we're using that we're trying out. And that's one reason why I've got the mic here. This is actually Tommy's mic, by the way. These things have been on back order for like 3 months, and he was fortunate to get his in, and I'm still waiting for one that's probably not going to be here till late October. But we've been... This is something that's been a 12, 13-year dream for me. Now, I've been podcasting for you know, since, like I said, since 2006. But this is a long – this took a long, long time to build. And I did it a little bit of time. I'm still doing a little bit of time. And for most podcasters, you know, that's something that – I know in this day and age where people want instant gratification, they expect to do this and this and this and this and have everything happen right away for them. But the reality of all of this is that it takes a lot of hard work. It takes a long time to get there. And you have to have that goal, and you have to stick to that goal. You have that vision, and you work towards that goal a little bit every day. It's not going to happen, you know, right away. It's going to take many, many years of work. And all these people, all my fellow podcasters who I've, a lot of these people who I've known, who I have done some work with, you know, that I go back many, many years, it was the same for them. They built it all up. It took them a long time to put it all together. I want to take a break here for a second to say a special hi and a toast to Chris. Chris, it's great to see you in the chat. I'm thrilled that you're here in the chat. Of course, I'm thrilled that everybody's here. I'm also thrilled that Chris is here. Chris says, love the backdrop. Thanks. Appreciate it. Made it myself with Tommy's help. but thank you. I really appreciate it. And once again, it came over time. If you watch the very first wine stream, go back and watch the first episode. There was basically nothing here. And if you watch each successive episode, you don't have to watch every one, but just go back and hit a couple of minutes of each one. You can watch this thing actually literally being built behind me over time. But Chris, I want to say a special toast to you, by the way, in case you missed it. Now, I did toast you on the Saturday Night Wine Stream this past Saturday night, but I want to toast you again since you're here, because you weren't there Saturday night. But I want to toast you. I want to toast your birthday, and say happy birthday again. I know it's belated now, but was it last Saturday or the Saturday before? I remember now, because I've had a little bit of this now, and this is actually not bad, by the way, for a white wine. But I want to say happy birthday to you, Chris. And Chris is one of the co-founders of the Podcast Multimedia Expo. This is an annual event. This is the event that Tommy and I went to this past year and the year before. And we've been there the last couple of years. We've already booked our rooms, by the way. We've already booked our room for PodFest 2020. It is a fabulous event. It has grown year over year. And Tommy and I look forward to that all year. It's just it's 3 days of podcasters getting together, talking about podcasting. You learn a lot there. You really do. And I do appreciate the fact that and that's one of the things about some of these. And they're all not like that. You know, some of them are very legit, like Podcast Multimedia Expo, PodFest, we call it. That they're really, really dedicated to the indie podcaster. They're dedicated to podcasters, period. But really, they really take good care of the indie podcasters. And it's all like a family. It's all like a family. And they really concentrate more on the training and the building relationships, the relationship building and the networking aspect of all of this. There have been other events that I've been pitched to, or that, you know, I've been, hey, come to our event, come to this event, that event. And then I review it, and I've come to find out, well, some of them are basically just kind of there to pitch their, you know, it's basically a seminar to pitch whatever products they're selling. And it's not really for me. But PodFest is not like that at all. It is definitely a very, very family event. You know, you feel like you're part of something there. It's an experience. And I want to say thanks to Chris and John Dennis, who's his co-founder there, that they do a phenomenal job. They put a lot of work into PodFest every year, and you can see it. You can see it everywhere you go. They do a fabulous job at PodFest. And the first year we were there, from the moment that Tommy and I first got there for the 2018 PodFest, we were very, very impressed, and we felt like we were at home. We just felt like we were with family. Everyone was so warm, so friendly. There was no the egos were not there. It was very, very, very personable, and I really enjoyed that experience. And then we did it in 2019, and it was even better than the first year. And that's kind of hard to say, because I've been to some other conventions and events, not for podcasting, so to speak, but for other things. And that's not the atmosphere I've had at all at some of those events. But this was just an amazing event. Gordon's in the chat. Gordon has joined us in the chat. Gordon, it's great to see you too. I'm happy to see you. Gordon's another guy, another person here who's made quite of a name for himself in podcasting as well. He does a live stream as well, and I like some of his motivational ones that I've sat in on. And he does he handles actually some of the legal aspects of podcasting, and it's always I always enjoy watching and listening to him. Gordon says hi Rick. Hi Gordon, it really is great to see you. Stick around. I don't know if you're drinking anything, but if you're not, now's a good time to start. I know it's a Monday, and wow, we only have, what I said, 10 minutes left in the stream. Well, this is one of those nights where I really want to take it to 2 hours. I did that a couple of times, 2 hour stream. And, I think when I was done, I think the only person who was with me was Matt, I think. Even my own sisters didn't hang around that long, because they were. I think that was just too late for them. But we're all glad. I'm glad to see everybody here. Gordon says thanks. No booze tonight. Got to teach class soon. I understand, Gordon. I really do. And I've got to. Okay, I'm down to about a third of the way into this bottle, and I think I'm going to be done, because we only have about 10 minutes left, and I don't want to overdo it because I have a work day tomorrow. But I wanted to, and once again, I'm doing this with no show notes tonight. Now, I usually have a few show notes here, but once again, this is a stream of consciousness type of show. This is a different kind of show, folks, for those who are joining for the first time. This is not a properly structured podcast or stream. This is just I'm going to hit the button. I'm going to start talking, drink wine, review the wine, talk about stuff with everyone in the chat. And just hang out and relax. That's what this is. Now, yeah, I do have a few show notes for some things that I do want to talk about, but I go off on tangents all the time, like I just did just now. But this is a special one for International Podcast Day. And Tommy and I were really really excited to be a small, very, very small part of it. And we weren't a part of the official festivities going on at internationalpodcastday.com. But we did our own thing. And that's kind of what it's about. You know, everybody, podcasters go out and they create and they podcast. And those who want to be podcasters can get in on the fun as well. And those who love to listen to podcasts or watch streams, it's fun to find out what's going on. And you can learn, you can discover a lot of really new shows, a lot of different shows and new podcasts to listen to. You know, as a matter of fact, I discovered a couple of new podcasts to listen to when I was throughout the last day or so. So I'm going to try catching up on some of those. I do want to say that the 2019 People's Choice Podcast Awards, which were held last night, and my family and I gathered around the TV to watch it live, streaming live on YouTube. And the reason we did that was because, of course, the show that I do on my day job, the branded, what we call a branded podcast, the two-way radio show, was nominated for a People's Choice Award in the technology category. So that was very, very exciting for all of us. It was especially exciting for my co-hosts, my boss, owner, and president of Danny Feimster, and Anthony Roque, who is the chief operations officer. And myself, I'm the product manager, and the three of us do the show. But we were nominated, and of course, we've been doing the podcast for 8 years. And when we first started out, we just thought, we're going to try this podcast out. It's a branded podcast, promote by two-way radios, and talk about two-way radios, and maybe educate some of our listeners, and just have some fun with it. And we thought, it's going to last a few episodes. We don't know how long it's going to last. We don't know where it's going to go or if it's going to go anywhere at all. And then now it's 8 years later. We're still going strong. We have people listening to us in countries all over the world. We get comments. As a matter of fact, one of the ways that you can tell if a show is successful or not is if you're getting feedback from your listeners. And we do. We get feedback from our listeners. We get letters. We get we get questions. We get notes from people telling them how much they like the podcast. And our listeners are part of our two-way radio show family. Well, this year they all got together and nominated us for the People's Choice Podcast Awards for technology. Now, we didn't win, but that's okay, because whether we won or not, just the fact that we were nominated was pretty special, because we're talking about 157,000 active podcasts. Now, we're talking about active podcasts here. I think the number's probably higher now. But last I heard, somewhere around 157,000, 160,000. Somebody can probably correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe Gordon or Matt, let me see who else is in the chat here, as a matter of fact. Chris or someone can tell me where we are as far as active podcasts are concerned. Among all of those podcasts, we were one of the 10 finalists to be nominated for that category. I think that's a pretty big achievement. That's pretty cool. So we're okay with that. We're quite okay with that. But what I want to do at this point in time is I want to, and I've been saving this. I want to congratulate all of those who were nominated, and especially those who won. Now, once again, all those who were nominated are just as special. And as I understood from Todd Cochran, who's the host of Podcast Awards and a friend of mine, he mentioned that it was kind of tough competition this year. There were a lot of contenders, a lot of good shows. So I think in a sense, even if you didn't win the award, you're still a winner. If you made that roster, you're still a winner. So I want to make a toast to all those podcasters who were nominated, and especially all those who won in the People's Choice Podcast Awards this year. Now, if I did it individually, I'd definitely go through this bottle. So I'm not doing this. I'm going to pack it all into one toast. Okay. So here's to all of you. Congratulations. I toast you all, my fellow podcasters. And let's see. Courtney says, cheers to you, Rick. You are still a winner in our hearts. Courtney, I really appreciate it. I really, really do. And I just want to say that all of you are special to me. All of my friends are part of this stream, are part of this podcast. I'm not doing this by myself. I know I'm not drinking alone, right? Courtney, you got something there, don't you? I hope so. I know, Matt, you have something. I don't know, Chris, do you have something? Lon, I know Gordon is trying to stay off of that tonight, but Jonathan, you know, Trish, I don't know if you're drinking anything, but I don't want to be drinking alone here. Drink responsibly, of course, but I do appreciate having all of you with me here tonight. And it is getting towards the time where I'm going to have to end the stream. It's 8:57. I think I can go a couple of minutes over because I think I started a couple of minutes late. So we'll give it about 5 minutes, right? There's so much that I'd like to say about International Podcast Day and my fellow podcasters and about podcasting in general. I do want to say that the last over a decade, how long has it been? 13 years? Almost 14 years? For me, you know, another thing, my son just had his birthday. I didn't have a picture. I was going to have a picture of it, but I didn't get a picture of it in time. Tommy had his, my son Tommy, you know, he's also a podcaster in his own right. He's been podcasting for over 9 years, going on 10. He turned 20 today. He started podcasting when he was 10 years old, by the way. He turned 20, oh, no, not today. I'm sorry, yesterday. He turned 20 yesterday. Maybe I am done with this. He turned 20 yesterday, and for his birthday, of course, we took him to a NASCAR race, and we really had a great time there. And yesterday, he had, for his birthday, we gave him a, you see those panels in the back? Those are acoustic panels. They double as, they're doing two jobs here. They're decorative. It's part of the set, but there are also acoustic panels to help acoustically treat the room so we can podcast and stream from in the studio. And you can't see all the studio, but they go around. There's some more over here, and there's some more over here and in the front. And we got a couple more going up here shortly. Well, we have these acoustic panels going around the room. But I gave him... of course, he does his Cube Command podcast. He does his podcast, which is on gaming and pop culture and things like that. He's been doing that for 3 years, just about. He's coming up on his 3-year anniversary doing his Cube Command podcast, and he does that with his friend Nick. The two of them host that. And for his birthday, what we did was we got one of these acoustic panels. A 2 foot by 2 foot, 24 inch by 24 inch square, two inch thick. These are 2 inch thick panels here behind me. We had one specially made for him with his Cube Command podcast logo on it. And it's big. It's his Cube Command logo. And that way he can put it up behind him when he was streaming or when he's podcasting and streaming and have that displayed. And he was really thrilled with it, as I knew he would be, because it was pretty awesome. Now we had this done by Acoustimac. I was going to mention a couple of things here. Acoustimac panels is what we use here in the studio, and that's from Acoustimac.com. And I know I'm not a shill for them. Okay, I just buy panels from them. They don't even have an affiliate program or anything, as far as I know, but. But they made this panel specially for Tommy. I sent them the artwork, and then they made up this acoustic panel. I meant to have a photo of it. Maybe next week in the next stream I will. But it turned out better than I thought it was going to turn out. It just looks phenomenal. And he and his friend Nick hung it up in his room yesterday, where his Studio B. The Studio A, they call it Studio B, and he hung it up, and it looked really nice. They did a great job of hanging that up, but I was just really impressed with it. And as a matter of fact, they had asked me to send a photograph because apparently they liked it too. At Acoustimac, they asked to send a photograph over to them of it hanging on the wall, and I'm going to do that. He took a couple of pictures. But he was really thrilled with that, and I think it was just I think they did a phenomenal job on that. And they can do that. They can do that. They can take, man, this is a square image. It's kind of like what I have here with the, I'm thinking about doing this with Drink with Rick. You know, of course, I've just made these coasters. I have these coasters. We're going to get a couple away here shortly. But you can take, they can take this and they can put your image. If you have your podcast, you have a podcast that you have your album art on, high resolution, they can put this on one of their 2x2x1 or 2x2x2 acoustic panels, and you can hang your acoustic panel up with your show album art. It's very cool. I like that. But he was really happy with that. Anyway, what we have here, Matt says, Mugo Rioja over here. So that's what you're drinking, Matt. Right, that's a red. I think it's a Spanish red, dry. So it sounds like a Rioja. So that's good. Well, here's to you, Matt. And you know, I better quit picking up this bottle. That's not good for me. Not tonight. Saturday night, yeah, not tonight. There are a couple other things that relate to podcasting, and we have just a couple of minutes before I'm going to have to close the stream down. But a couple of things that. I know that people have been wondering actually how I put my stream together and what I'm doing this with. The equipment that I'm using, that I'm streaming with, I use, of course, we're doing this in, I've got a room converted into a studio, and into in the next room, there's a little side closet that has been, for the last 12 years, has been my audio booth. And it's acoustically treated as well, and professionally, unprofessionally a little bit, because I made some of the baffles that I actually made my own baffles to put in there. But that's what I've been doing the force field in, what we did the Tia Tommy show in, Nintendo Teens, a lot of the Jobcast podcast, the Tech Jobcast, a lot of these podcasts that I've done over the years. That I've done them all in that room. Some of the free stuff show, we've done most all of it until tonight, we've done in that room. And I've done a lot of voice work. I've done some voiceovers, some ads, some commercial stuff, that sort of thing in that room, doing some voice work on the side. And that's been my little studio, and then over the years we built this up, and now we have this room. We're moving a lot of our studio stuff in here. We're going to keep the audio booth for doing some voice work, some freelance voice work. I've done voice work for many years on the side. You know, I've done promos, commercials, things like that. That's what I've done on the side of the room here. That's what we have, and we're still going to keep that. As far as equipment is concerned, what we're doing right now, what we're streaming right now, we're using what's called Open Broadcast Software, or OBS. Very, very popular. It's popular with gamers, but it's popular with a lot of streamers. I'm using that to stream all of this, and like for doing this. Lord, Lord. This is what I'm using to stream with. I use caster.io to multi-stream it out, and that's how I do it. I pay about $10 a month to multi-stream it to several places at once. I have two PCs under the desk and another one over there, but I have two computers under here, one of which handles most of the streaming, and it's a little old, so I'm about to switch it out for a little bit better one of these days. I actually have three cameras. Only one of them is hooked up right now, but it's a C920 is what we're using right now. But I have a Canon camera over here. I have another C920 that is not connected at the moment, but until I get a faster computer to do that with. I have several monitors. The room's full of monitors. Most of them are not on. These two are. But I have several monitors that I use for the streaming actively. And this little thing I have in my mouth, you notice that in my ear. I have had too much, haven't I? This little thing I have in my ear is an XLT surveillance earpiece. Now, this is interesting because we sell these at Buy Two Way Radios, and I believe they're going for about $20 or so, something like that. They're pretty reasonably priced. But this little earpiece is actually for two-way radios, but I have a version of this earpiece with an adapter on it so that I can just plug it in, and a 3.5 millimeter adapter, so I can plug it in so I can monitor, so I can hear what I'm saying right now on the side, so I can monitor and make sure the audio is okay for the most part. That's what we're using here. And the surveillance earpiece is great because it's minimal intrusion. Now, I do use the headsets if I'm just podcasting and I'm going to podcast and then, you know, stream while I'm podcasting, so to speak. Then I'll use a headset. But right now, I'm podcasting while I'm streaming. That's a little bit different. So the main thing is the stream, so that's why I have these in. We also have a Rodecaster Pro in here. That's a newer thing. We do have a Zoom R24 that we use in the audio booth. I still use that for a lot of things. But the Rodecaster is something that we just recently acquired. We're still putting it through its paces. I'm using that to record right now. Tommy and I used it earlier this evening to record the Free Stuff Show special that we did for International Podcast Day. And he uses it now pretty much exclusively for his Cube Command podcast. So he enjoys that. So yeah, we do have some equipment. Once again, this isn't something that we do. You know, we have lights here. I've got a lot of lights. I have some lights that are not on. I've got a few that are. I've got some that are not in place right now because those are for, if we're doing any green screen work, yeah, we have green screen too. We can pull down if we need to, but we have some lights for those if needed. I like to keep it all natural whenever I can. I use a real practical set whenever I can, but the green screen is for certain things or certain events that we're doing. All of this stuff, once again, for all the podcasters out here, yeah, it's a lot of neat equipment, and yeah, we're always looking to upgrade. And like I said, we really need to upgrade this PC that we're streaming on now because it's working full time, overtime, actually, right now underneath me. But all of this stuff, I mean, it's stuff, okay? And you don't need all of this stuff to start. And this is for the new podcasters. You don't need all of this stuff to start going. And how I started, I tell you how I started. I started with an old used computer because I was in the IT business. I had a computer store and I was in the IT business. And I would take the used computers that people would hand me on trade for a new computer that I was selling them. I took one of those used computers and I basically went through and redid it, re-outfitted it and repurposed it. Because that was about all I could afford to do. It wasn't much. It just had whatever I could put into it, you know, about $50, $75 into that computer, the used computer, just to get it working so I could record my first podcast. And I'll tell you what I did. I don't have any pictures here to show you. I wish I did because they're funny. They're very amusing. But what I did was I had a room. This was in Florida. And we had the guest room, and I use that as we use it as kind of the guest room slash office, home office where I worked from sometimes when I wasn't at my store. And I purchased 3 4x8 foot panels of foam, styrofoam, that you can like pick up at Home Depot, you know, for like insulation. 3 8-foot by 4-foot panels of styrofoam that were 2 inches thick. And our ceiling was a little higher. It was an extended ceiling, so I could do this. But I took the 3 panels and I would make a makeshift podcast booth. And what I did was I basically took my computer. I had my computer at my desk, and then I purchased a Samsung CO1U USB microphone for like $80. Plugged it to the computer. Used Audacity, which is free software. That's how I started. Audacity, which is a great program, by the way. But it's free software. And I took these three pieces of foam, which cost me like $30, and surrounded it on three sides and connected the panels with duct tape. And the way that I put the duct tape, the panels together with the duct tape, I put them on the seams in such a way that I could fold the panels up. I could fold them backwards up and then take them out garage and store them in the garage when I wasn't using them, because my wife didn't want me having those things hanging around, and it was kind of a fire hazard anyway, because we're talking about styrofoam. But I would take these panels, had the duct tape over these panels, and then I would take comforters, thick, really thick, the thickest comforters we had in the house, the ones my wife and kids weren't using on their beds. I would take them and throw them over these panels, and then I would go in and podcast, and that's how I did it. That's how I first started. I think I spent maybe $150, $200 total to do my first podcast with. It was not a huge outlay of funds, and that's how I did it. And people would come back and tell me right away, they said, I love how your podcast sounds. It sounds professional. You sound really, really professional. It sounds really great. And what's even funnier is, and they didn't know this, but the room that was in, I'm in Florida in the heat. The room that it was in had the AC unit was on the other side of that room. It was outside on the other side of that room. And I would have to turn off the AC because it made so much noise that you could hear it through the walls. I had to turn off the AC whenever I wanted to record a podcast episode. And I'd have to warn the family, it's going to get a little hot in here for a little while. My wife, she's a real trooper. She's really put up with a lot of the crap I've done over the years, all my projects and things like that. But she kind of put up with that, but she wasn't happy about it. But she kind of put up with it. But it got hot in there pretty quick. It really did. It got hot in there really, really quick doing these podcasts with these really super thick blankets and the styrofoam around me, styrofoam panels, which is basically just an insulator, and then turning off a computer, a PC at my feet, which ran hot most of the time, and in this little room and with the AC off, in the middle of the Florida summer, Central Florida. And I tell you, it got beastly hot in there, and I would sit there and I would do these podcasts. And that's how I started. That is how I started with my first two podcasts that I did. And like I said, nowadays I look around me and I see these new podcasters coming in and saying, well, what's the easiest way to start? Well, they want to get on. I'm not going to mention any names because one name I don't like to talk about. But some of these platforms that make it so easy for you to podcast, and you can do it on your phone, and you can do it, you know, on the fly anywhere, and you don't have to have any special equipment, and it doesn't take much of an outlay of funds at all, and they can put out something that sounds just about every bit as good as what my first podcast sounded like. And what it really comes down to, it's not so much the equipment. And there are some people that say, oh, I got to start a podcast, so I got to invest $5,000 in all this equipment. I got to buy an $800 mic. I got to buy a $600 or $700 recorder and a mixer. And I got to buy two mics, so it's going to be $1,000 in for that. And I've got to buy all these monitors, and I've got to buy this big PC, and I've got to use Adobe Audition, or I've got to use, you know, all this really expensive software, and I've got to do all of this and spend all this money on it. And the truth is, you don't. That's nonsense. It is total nonsense. And people that come in to some of these Facebook groups, the podcast Facebook groups I'm on, this is my rant for the night. I always do a rant, right? They come in and they're talking about how much money they have to drop for this and that and everything else. And they're thinking about, well, how am I going to do this and how am I going to do that? And I keep telling everyone, don't overthink this. Do not overthink this. When you're starting off podcasting, just take what you got. Take what you got. Take what you can get, what you can afford, and do your podcast. It's not about the equipment. It really isn't. It's not. And I'm saying this because I'm fortunate enough to be sitting here. I've got to sit here with a Rodecaster, pod mics, and all kinds of lighting and all kinds of stuff going on. But I'm telling you from – this is the voice of experience. You don't have to spend that much to get started equipment-wise. And that's not really what counts. What counts is if you have a good idea, a solid concept, you have a vision for what you want to do with it, you have a goal, and you have content. You have good content that people want to hear. That's what counts. That's what counts. You stick with the make it about the content, and don't overthink everything. And don't make it about, oh, I only have 100 listeners. I only have 50 listeners. You know what? If you only have 10 listeners, that's 10 people who are listening to you. Where can you go outside where you can find 10 people who will listen to anything you have to say in any given time? And I'm not saying this to belittle anyone. I'm just saying that's the same with me. It's like, where am I going to go where I can find 10 or 20 or 50 people who will listen to anything that I have to say if I stand up on a pedestal and say something? You've got, you know, if you have 10 listeners, if you have 20 listeners, if you have 50 listeners, embrace those listeners. Those are people that are listening to you. And that's what counts. Don't worry about how you have to grow your audience in order to monetize everything. Don't think of it in terms of everything has to be monetized. Think of it in terms of building your podcast, building your brand, growing, you know, taking care of the audience that you have. It'll happen. You'll grow your audience naturally. You'll grow your audience organically if you just take care of the audience that you have. And if you could just concentrate on putting out the best show that you can put out. That's what it's about. And then you do that and the rest of it will come. And it won't come tomorrow. It won't come next week. It won't come next month. It may not come for another year or two. Some people, it takes them years to build that. And if you don't have that kind of stamina to say, well, I don't want to wait 2 or 3 years to build an audience and make money off my podcast. Well, two things. One, if you really, really, you know, it's not all about the money, okay? Unless it is for you. But it's not really, that's really not what this whole thing is supposed to be about. Number two, if you really want those goals, you're going to have to work hard. It's going to take that time. It's going to take that time to work towards it. And I can tell you this from firsthand experience. Everything I learned in life, I learned the hard way. This was some of those things. And let me tell you something else. There are no rules in podcasting. And I've broken every one of them. And I'll drink to that. I've been neglecting the chat for the last few minutes because I went on my rant. But I want to say that Robert's in the chat. Hi, Robert. It's great to see you. And you're saying, what is the 20% left to complete? Good question. You said earlier that there were 80% complete in your studio, 20% left to complete. I've got a few more panels to put up, and I have another system to kind of up. I have to upgrade to another computer to make it so I can add my cameras, my other cameras too. But once I get that done, I think it'll be pretty much complete. There's just mostly that, but it's complete enough so that I can use it. And that's what counts. And it was actually complete enough from the very beginning where I could use it, where I only had the one camera and a little PC, and I didn't even have this table. This table came along later. This was an expensive proposition. The very beginning, I had I started this on a little thin table and a little piece of wood on top. covered with a red tablecloth that I borrowed from my, well, I, yeah, kind of borrowed it from my wife, and she wasn't too happy about that, but I, but that's how I started off doing the streams. And, you know, like I said, it grows from there. Robert says, are all the wines in the bottom shelf the bad ones? On this side, yes. On this side, the bottom ones are the bad ones. On this side, those are ones I've had that I have tried, but not on the show. Some of them are prop bottles. Some of them I want to use for reference from time to time. Everett's joined us in the chat. It's great to see Everett. Thanks for being here. I really, really appreciate you being here, Everett. Everett's another good friend of mine, just like Tim. And I don't know if Tim's still sticking around or not, if he's still there. But Everett is someone else who is an old friend of mine who I worked with for many, many years at WOFL at Channel 35 in Orlando, which is a fabulous place to be to work. And they're my TV family, basically my TV family, and they always will be. And it's good to see you, Everett. I hope you're doing well. You know what? We've gone over. It's 9:23, and I did promise it was only going to be an hour. But once again, I get into it. This stream of consciousness kind of show, and my stream just kind of keeps on going. I overran it again. So I'm going to go downstairs. My wife's going to say, 1 hour, huh? Uh-huh. Yeah. So I just hope she's still talking to me tonight. Anyway, I guess it's time to close this up. But I wanted to pass that along because it is a special day, International Podcast Day. I wanted to kind of make this kind of podcast-centric, and I didn't mean to bore everyone else who is not into podcasting, so to speak. And you know what? I'm going up the chat. I missed some people. Charles is in the chat. I want to say hi to Charles, my good friend Charles, someone else who's a WOFL alumni, who is a good friend of mine, and he and I have had a lot of fun on our camping trips and things like that. And we go way back, Charles and I do. And it's really good to see him there. Who else is in here? I did say hi to Ron. And I know that, let me check. You know, I haven't checked to YouTube lately. And okay. Let's see, Angelarius, he says, hi. Is that Angelarius? Yes, Angelarius, he says, hi, and hi right back at you, and I hope you're doing well, and I didn't mean to ignore anybody in Twitch. Well, there's a lot going on tonight. This has been a jam-packed show, and I've just had a great time. Even though I have had about a third of a bottle, and I'm going to be done with it for now, but I just want to say, have I had that lower third up the whole time? See, I got off on a tangent, and I've had this thing up the whole time. I didn't mean to, but because I want to show off the International Podcast Day t-shirt. Tommy and I each bought one of these. We purchased one of these so that we could showcase them on the free stuff show earlier tonight. And that's why I'm not wearing my usual garb, the traditional garb that I use, that I wear here on the wine stream. But you'll see it again Saturday night. Anyway, I just want to, we're going to have to close out the stream here. And I just want to say before we close, my wife, she is joining the chat. And she says, uh-huh, 1 hour, uh-huh, yeah. Sorry, honey, I got carried away. But look, you'll be proud of me. I did not drink that much wine, see? And of course, part of it was because it was a white, and whites are not my favorite. But I tell you what, this is actually decent wine. We're going to close this out, and I'm going to say that the Overstone, look, I'm not a fan of white wines. And if I do drink a white wine, I prefer like a Chardonnay, kind of a more buttery Chardonnay. But this Sauvignon Blanc, this Overstone wine is actually... let me bring it back up here. It's actually pretty good. I liked it. It's, like I said, it's not my favorite because I prefer the reds, but if I was going to drink a white with something like really spicy food, I would probably go with something like this. This is a fun wine to drink with when you're having company over, and if the company likes citrusy wines. But it's the sort of thing where you sort of have to want a citrusy kind of wine. This is not, once again, this is a wine from New Zealand, and they're known for those kind of wines. And if that's not what you're expecting when you open the bottle, then you might want to go with something like maybe a different Sauvignon Blanc that's not as citrusy, although some of them can be. Or go with a Chardonnay or maybe a white Pinot or something like that. If this is not to your taste, but it's actually a decent wine if you do like citrusy flavors. And I do like grapefruit, and I like crabapple, as I said before. So this is okay for me. It's okay with me. I like it. And the price, it's actually okay for the price. It's actually decent for the price. I like that. And I picked up mine at winestore-online.com. And once again, I'm not being paid to say this. That's just where I shop. I enjoy shopping there. The people there are great. Of course, some of the people here are here in the chat. Matt, Jonathan, Trish, and I think, did I see Molly in here earlier? I don't know if she was in here or not, but they're great. They'll take care of you. Trish and Molly are just fabulous people, and they know their wines. They definitely know their wines. You can walk in the door and they'll tell you. They'll give you the backstory on all these wines. But I can recommend the Overstone if you're a white wine person that likes citrusy wines. This is a good wine to go with. Lon says Molly has a birthday today. Didn't she have a birthday? Didn't I say happy birthday to her before, Lon? If not, I'll say happy birthday to her again. Happy birthday, Molly. But I thought her birthday wasn't last week. You're serious, Lon, right? That's her birthday again? She says, what? She says, and drink at the same time. LOL. Oh, I missed that. She said, good, I can use some of it for cooking more Tuscany chicken. Okay, that's what we had for dinner tonight that I didn't get to eat that they were eating, the Tuscany chicken. I'm going to have to go down there and try a little bit of this. This, I do not think this will work with Tuscany chicken, but it will work with, I don't think this is really a cooking wine, a wine for cooking with. This is really more of a wine for drinking with on certain occasions and with pairing with specific foods. I don't know that I would cook with this wine. Maybe some of the other reds that I put in the fridge are probably better for that. I don't know that I would use that for cooking wine, so to speak. And she says, happy birthday, Molly. Well, look, Molly, if it really is your birthday again, because I thought I toasted you last week. I thought I toasted you 2 weeks in a row, didn't I? Okay, well, if I didn't, this is to you, Molly, because you're worth it. You're worth it. You're worth a three-time toast too, right? Happy birthday, Molly. Well, look, we are seriously going to have to close the stream tonight, but I want to thank everybody who has joined us tonight, the stream and the podcast, because I am podcasting and streaming here at the same time. I want to thank, and everything just went off the, who else do I have in here? I want to thank Matt and Tim, Charles, Lon, Trish, Jonathan, Ron, Courtney, Chris. I appreciate you here, Bud, as well. Thank you for joining in. And I don't know if you're still watching it, but it's okay if you're not. I don't know if I could watch myself for an hour and a half. Gordon, it was great to see you, Gordon. I'm glad you were able to stop in. And let's see. Courtney, did I mention Courtney yet? No. Courtney, Lon, Robert. Robert, you know, I think... Didn't I say I was going to give you a couple of these? last week, but I need an address. I need a mailing address so I can mail them out to you. Everett, it's great to see you in the chat. Of course, my lovely wife, Chi, who's waiting for me to get off of the chat. And I do want to say before we go, I am going to give away a couple of things. I'm going to randomly choose, and this is what I have. Let's see if I can grab it, if I can do it without knocking everything else over. I have a t-shirt from my two-way radios. Where is it? Right here. I had a two-way radio show shirt. You know what? Actually, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give away two of these. I have one that says "Do It With Frequency" for radios, and I'll give one away to. Let's see. How about Jonathan? Jonathan could use a t-shirt. Can you use a t-shirt, Jonathan? I think you just got a t-shirt. And just give me your mailing address, or I guess I could send it by there somehow and give you a t-shirt. I do have a two-way radio show t-shirt that Gordon, what's your size? If you're still there, email me and tell me what size you wear, and I'll send you a two-way radio show t-shirt. Gordon is also a fellow podcaster, and I know you could appreciate a fellow podcasters t-shirt. Even though we didn't win the podcast awards this year, I can get you a t-shirt. But just let me know. Send me your you know, private message me your email or your mailing address, or email me at rick@savoyamedia.com, and I'll send a t-shirt right out at you. I've got a couple of these too. I got a couple of these drink. Courtney, I think you already have a couple of these, don't you? Courtney says, have a great day. Thanks for the extra podcast. Courtney, thank you. Thank you for being here. I do appreciate it. But let's see, who else is in the chat that I can give some of these to that don't have some yet? Tim, if you're still here, Tim, I'll send you a couple of these. Just send me your mailing address, and I'll send you a couple of these coasters out. They're handy, and they're reusable. They're not throwaway. They're handy coasters. I just mail those to you. But let me know, and I'll give them out to you. But Robert, I think I owe you a couple, so get me your email address as well, and we'll get those out to you as well. Anyway, I'm glad that everybody was able to join me in the chat. I really, really appreciate all of you. I appreciate all my friends. I want to thank you, especially on a Monday night, a work night. And yes, I am capping this bottle. Look, I'm going to actually cap it right now. There, see? Close it up. We'll finish this one later, another time. And I want to say that we're on our next wine stream. I'm not really sure what we're going to do yet on our next wine stream. I'll surprise you. We'll come up with something to try that I've never tried before that would be fun to try out. And we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. And I'll probably have better food to pair it with next time as well. But until then, I just want to say thank you to everyone in the wine stream who's been drinking with me. And even those who haven't, it's okay. Water's good too. Thank you for being here, especially on International Podcast Day. I want to thank my fellow podcasters who joined me as well. And I want to say, hey, everybody, join me again this coming Saturday night. In the meantime, have a great rest of the week. Have a safe week. And don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive. That's not what we do, okay? We drink responsibly. We drive responsibly. But have a safe week so we can all get together next Saturday night. We can all get together, and we can drink with Rick. Good night, everyone.